Welcome to The Real Deal with Jason Silverman, the podcast dedicated to helping you build the business of your dreams and live the life you always hoped for, with valuable and fun tips and info to make your life easier and more fun. And now, here's your host, a man who sprinkles metal shavings on his breakfast cereal just for fun, Jason Silverman.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Real Deal with Jason Silverman. I'm your host, Jason Silverman, and I'm thrilled to share some time with you again today. As you know, I'm always on the hunt for interesting as well as super smart Real Deal guests, and I got to tell you, I'm really excited about today's show. I want to introduce my listeners to somebody who's truly been there and done that, and I'm excited to pick her brain for your benefit today, and quite honestly, for my benefit as well. Now, for the folks who I work with in any of my coaching programs or through Powerful Words Character Development, All-Star Cheer Sites, or the Jason's Army Mastermind Group, you know how much I focus on what it takes to become a successful owner, right? Well, the show is going to help us to do just that. So today it's going to be my honor and privilege to share an amazing resource with you. You're going to love today's guest. She's got a ton of valuable information about what I consider to be one of those keystones between the blah, blah, okay business and your dream business. So strap yourself in. Today's show is going to be a blast. As I'm sure you already know, I'm committed to helping business owners just like you to become more successful, enjoy your career more, and in general, make your life significantly more fun. You only get one ride on this merry-go-round, and we want to make sure it's one hell of a ride, right? Alrighty, boys and girls, it is now that time. I want you to stop surfing Facebook, put away your phone, your tablet, your dog, your cat, your spouse, your significant other, your child, anything that might possibly distract you from today's show. You're about to get some great and immediately implementable information, and I don't want you to miss even a second of it. So, before we officially get going, let me give you a little bit of background about our guest expert today. Adrian Dorison is a business consultant and founder of Good Businesses Do Good and WillConsultForCoffee.com, who helps entrepreneurs double their businesses in half the time by getting them more focused, more strategic, and more profitable so they can give back to the world in more meaningful ways. Adrian, welcome to The Real Deal. I'm thrilled to have you here today.
Jason, I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Yay. So listen, before we get started, for those who haven't had the opportunity and pleasure of meeting you or hearing you speak, take a second, if you would, share your story with our listeners. What are you passionate about? What makes you tick? Who is Adrian Dorison?
Yeah, so in all aspects of my life, I would say that efficiency makes me tick, which is like so nerdy, and but I just even like find myself in my workouts. I'm like, how can I make this the most efficient workout possible, right? Like, I should probably not walk across the gym to do that activity. I'll bring the bar over here. So I think about that in all aspects of my life. My corporate background is in Lean Six Sigma, which is all about process improvement and continuous improvement and efficiency, and so how we can get better results with less waste. And I, about 2 years ago, started a side hustle where I was consulting and doing this work on the side of my business. I was on the side of my corporate job, and then trying to pay off all my student loan debt at the same time. So as soon as I paid off that student loan debt, which was fairly fast and efficient as well, I paid off about $50,000 in 6 months. And then I left that corporate job. I've been running this business. I'm an athlete by nature. And so that's kind of some of the things I like to do in my spare time, which is CrossFit and long distance triathlons. And I have dogs, and I now have a husband, recently married. So I love what I do. I'm super efficient though, and make sure that like what I'm doing actually produces results, so that I'm not just doing things for the sake of doing them, which I think is a little bit about what maybe your listeners need to hear today too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, congratulations on all that. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So I want to dig in, cause I have a bunch of questions for you. So in your experience, you know, why do you feel like entrepreneurs burn out or fail or quit before they eventually get to see the success that they want?
Yeah, and I think this is super common, and people can probably relate, whether they're at the point of burnout or maybe they've failed or on the verge of quitting right now, or just feeling super frustrated with the amount of effort that they're putting in. And the reason that is because they're putting in tons of effort, but not making any progress. And that can be really exhausting if you're working, but not getting results that are actually commensurate with that effort, then you're going to experience burnout. Like, I could actually work more hours than someone else, but they experience burnout faster than me because they're not getting results. And so that's what tends to put people in this negative downspin spiral. So I think most entrepreneurs, when we come into working in our own businesses or, you know, starting something up, we're expectant and we're willing to do the hard work. I don't think it's a problem when people sign up to do something like this or start a business or, you know, even just want to excel at their job. Like, I think there's the expectation of hard work, and I think people are willing to do that. But when they're not seeing results from it, it can be very physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausting. And that is where they start to quit or burn out or start saying to themselves, like, oh, I guess I'm just not meant for this, or this isn't for me, or I can't keep up. And it's not that you need to work more. It's that you need better direction, because effort that is pointed in the right direction will equal progress. But it's very hard to continue pushing on the effort if you're not actually making progress. I mean, I think about even sports, right? Like, if I was playing a sport, I could be passionate about that sport. I could put in the effort in that sport. But at the end of the day, if I'm not making the progress, even if it's just a little bit of progress, if I'm not making progress, it's going to stop being fun at some point, because we like being good at things. We like seeing results. So passion can wane. Effort can be pointless if you're not seeing that progress. So I think it's really important for entrepreneurs to understand that, like, it's not necessarily more effort that you need. You might be putting in a ton of effort, but if you're not making any progress, then potentially you're pointed in the wrong direction.
So let's talk about that for a second, because I get this question a lot from folks. So, you know, they're working hard. They're not seeing progress. I mean, and quite honestly, as somebody who has worked in the business development side for so long, I think a lot of people tend to be focused on the wrong, they tend to be looking for progress in the wrong places. Mm-hmm. What would you tell somebody who sat down with you and said, Adrian, I'm working my ass off here and quote unquote, it's just not working, or it's just not working fast enough. Where would you start with that?
Yeah. So when people come to me all the time and say this, and what we really try to do first is an audit, right? And you could do an audit with yourself. It's kind of looking at, okay, well, if I feel like I'm working all the time, if I feel like I'm putting in the effort, but I'm not getting those results, then I need to do that audit. I need to say, where is my time actually going? Am I working on the most important things? And this is a very challenging concepts for some people, because it's going to require you to make choices that are sometimes difficult, because you have beliefs about things that are not actually that important, but you feel like you should or you have to be doing them, and that's just not true. So the first thing that I typically have people do is like a tracking of your time, just like you would track your food intake if you were trying to lose weight. Well, if we're trying to really get a good assessment of where our time is going and which activities are getting us the best results for the least amount of time, then we have to look at where your time is going during any given week. And I try to make sure that people are doing this on like a normal week. Like if you're having an abnormal travel week or something, don't do it. Do a normal week. Where is your time actually going? Be diligent with tracking that stuff. And this is very uncomfortable for people, because it starts to make them honest about where their time is really going. And they have to mark down, oh, I spent an hour on Facebook today and I don't even know where that hour went. For other people, it's actually a great tool for them to understand that, wow, I'm actually getting a lot done in the amount of time that I do have, right? So I have some moms that work with me and they're like, I literally only have 2 hours per day. And now I know why, because I did the time tracker and my children steal all my time, right?
So, welcome to having kids.
Yeah. So they at least have a better assessment of that, so that they're not like beating themselves up and feeling so defeated, but like coming from a place of, okay, now I know the facts. I know where my time is going. where could I do better? And that is the mindset of continuous improvement. Where could I start to see that, okay, if this is my goal, and I set goals on like a quarterly basis. So if this is my goal for the quarter, why am I working on that, right? Like, and it starts to help us come to terms with the things that aren't actually moving us towards our goals, but helping us feel productive or feel like we're getting something done. And that can be a powerful feeling for you, but it's not necessarily the thing that's going to get you results. And so I think that that's typically step number one for me is like, all right, we got to know like where your time's even going.
That totally makes sense. It really does. So let's talk about the lost results. You know, obviously there generally tends to be some similarities between the folks who are, you know, getting their goals and not getting their goals. Mm-hmm. So what do you feel like the major thing is that sets those folks apart?
Yeah, this one is, really important and something that I think a lot of people will resonate with when I share this, but this comes back to the direction and it comes back to focus, right? So if we're putting in lots of effort and we know that we're doing lots of things every single day, which is potentially true in your business or in your life, you're doing lots of things. You might even be working 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. Doesn't really matter how many hours. You're checking things off the list. You're like, oh, I'm doing things. But what happens is most people don't actually complete a lot of things or follow them through all the way to the end. So what happens is people tend to get stuck or feel uninspired on something. And so they move on to the next thing on the to-do list, which leaves them with a lot of unfinished projects, tasks, goals that are still in progress, but nothing is actually completed. So you can see yourself if we had three columns on your desk, and one was all your to-dos, one was everything that was in progress, and one was a completed column. And you can like visualize that for me. And what you're doing is you're taking things from the to-do column off of your to-do list, and you're moving them into the in progress. You get stuck on something, you pull something else over from the to-do into the in progress, and again and again and again, but you're never moving anything over to the completed column on that piece of paper. And so people usually take things to about 80 to 85% of the way, which is great, but then they move on to something else. And that's where 80% of your results lie, is in that 15% of unfinished work that you're either stuck on or you're like, oh, I'm not inspired to do this, so I'm going to move on to something else and I'll come back to that later. Well, all of that, like, I'll come back to that later versus just getting that thing completed, that's where the results are, is in that final step, that final like push to completion. And so I would advise people like stop starting new things, and completion is the key to your results. Because if these things are important to get results in your business, then you need to take them 100% of the way to get the maximum efficiency and results that you're looking for. So this is something that I have for myself and my team and my clients. Like, we work off of a to-do list board, and at the top of the board, we have everything like in priority order. And I experienced resistance myself, and this happened to me yesterday because I was managing my projects and I looked at the top of my list, which is the most important project for me to do. And immediately my mind said, oh, I don't want to do that. And I looked towards the rest of that list and I was like, maybe I could do something else on this list. And immediately I know, no, Adrian, like, you need to do the thing that's at the top of the list, because I've already identified that that's the most important thing for me to do. So even though it's not necessarily thrilling me at the moment, I can create other opportunities in my life to get excited about doing that thing, like giving myself a reward when I'm done with it, or how good am I going to feel once it's done, right? So I think that what happens for most people is they're keeping a ton of things in the in-progress category, so they feel like they're busy, they're doing lots of things, but not completing anything.
Exactly. Well, and let me just talk about what you just said, because how do you convince? I mean, I know how I do it, but most people won't go for that route. How do you convince yourself? It's like, oh, listen, I got to get number one and two done today, mm-hmm. no matter what. I mean, for me, it's like, all right, I don't eat breakfast before number one is done. So,
so you're hungry.
So quite simple. Yeah, and like most guys, like if I don't eat, I'm a miserable human being. So, you know, that's kind of how I've tricked myself into doing, you know, the most miserable thing first thing in the morning and getting it done. How do you have a thought on, for somebody who's stuck, like, gosh, I know I have to do that. I know it'll be good for my business. But I don't want to do that right now. How do you get them to just take that action?
Yeah, well, I think, Jason, you said something important, is that you tricked yourself into it, right? Like, you provide yourself a reward after you get the most important thing done. And if you've self-identified that that's the most important thing, then you've already made that choice, right? So there's nothing wrong with saying, I need to do this before I eat my breakfast, and use the breakfast as the reward. Now, you could do that with other things, which I do all the time. So identify things in your life that you enjoy doing, and yes, provide yourself with these like mini rewards, right? As Brian Tracy talks about eating the frog. So he talks about eating the frog first, right? Like doing the thing that you know is important, but is probably the least desirable thing on your to-do list. So do it first, because you'll feel accomplished after you get that one thing done. This is like same thing for my workouts. I love working out, but honestly, at the end of the day, sometimes it just doesn't happen. So if I can do that thing first, I feel good all day. I feel accomplished. I feel like, all right, I at least got that thing done. I know in the military, or maybe it's not even the military, they talk about like making your bed, right? Like doing that task to feel like you've gotten something done. So I think rewards can definitely be helpful, as well as making choices about what you really want, because everything is a choice, right? So if we've already identified that we want or that we know that this is the most important thing for us to do, then you're making a choice to either get the result or not get the result, right? So thinking about your results, thinking about the long-term vision of what doing this thing actually gets you can be very powerful for people, even when they are not super excited about the specific task. One of the things that I always share with people is that I don't act based on how I feel now. I act based on how I want to feel after said thing is done. And I could just, you know, use this example for a workout. Like, I don't always feel like going to the gym, but I know that I love the way I feel after my workout is done. So instead of acting from the place and making decisions from the place of, I don't really feel like going to the gym, I act from the place and make decisions from the place of, I love how I feel after I work out. Same thing with your business and your tasks inside your business. How are you going to feel when that task is completed? Act and make decisions from that place. And you can channel those types of feelings. You can start to remind yourself of what that feels like, or even tap into the idea of like, what's it going to feel like when it's done? It's going to feel really good. I'm going to feel like a winner. I know that this is moving me towards my results, versus feeling defeated at the end of the day when you're like, you know what? I really wish I would have done that thing because I knew it was the most important thing. So yes, sometimes you do need to play mind games with yourself. But business is probably 90% mindset anyways. So you have to figure out what excites you, what works for you. And those are just a couple examples. I know my husband loves like the Pomodoro technique. So he works for like 30 minutes uninterrupted on a specific task, and he gives himself a 5-minute reward or break. He gets very distracted by YouTube videos, and we acknowledge this. I'm like, you spend your entire day, if possible, watching YouTube videos. So we said no YouTube videos until you complete X, Y, and Z, right? So now he's like, oh my gosh, I got so much more done. So just identifying like what things would feel really good to reward yourself with, and work those into your work schedule as well.
That makes sense. And I'm guessing, you know, the long-term effects of really being able to focus are so powerful. So once, and I'm guessing this is more of like a positive addiction here, right? Like once, mm-hmm. once you start figuring out A, how to remove those time vampires, and then B, what we need to bribe ourselves with, a whole ton more shit gets done on a regular basis.
Yeah. And that creates momentum, right? Like when we're getting things done, it feels good and we're more excited to get the next thing done. Like if I, and I keep relaying this back to working out because it's such a great example for people, because I think most people have worked out in some form or fashion in their life. And it's like, if I don't work out for like 5 days in a row, it's really hard for me to get back to the gym. But if I'm working out consistently, I'm more excited to go. It's much easier to make that decision to go. So the same thing is true in your business. Like when you're getting wins left and right and making progress and building momentum, it's much easier to keep that going versus feeling like you're in a rut all the time. And you can create that rut for yourself by overwhelming yourself with tasks, for giving yourself too many to-dos that don't really matter. At the end of the day, you're like, I didn't get half this done. I don't feel good about it. I don't know what was important. And now you feel defeated, which does not build good momentum.
Totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. All right, this is fabulous. All right, tell me this. It's time for our resource of the week. So how can my listeners find out more about you and how you go about helping entrepreneurs to succeed?
Yeah, so best way to find me is go to adriandorison.com/do-less-better. And I have a free resource for you all to start training your brain a little bit better and helping yourself to do less, but doing it better, because that is ultimately what I want everyone to do. It's not about doing more. It's about doing the right things. And so that free resource will walk you through some simple steps to start training your brain to do that as default, because it can become your default. And I know that right now with our current culture, we are living in an era that is trying to distract you, and it's harder than ever to stay focused. But it's really important and your results depend on it. So go to adriandorison.com/do-less-better, and that's totally free for you.
Perfect. So it's www.adriandorison.com/do-less-better.
That's it.
And if you're streaming this from the show notes on the website, just click through and you'll go right over. Folks, I always believe that, you know, when you find somebody who truly gets the joke like Adrian does, if she's offering you something, go grab it. Anything to help you get to that next level. Super important. All right. So Adrian, I always like to end my podcast with a telling question. So if you could give business owners just one solid piece of advice to either help their business or, more importantly, help them to live a better, more balanced life, what would that one piece of advice be?
So I don't believe in balance, but I do believe in living your life the way that you desire, and that has to be by design. And so if I would give you one piece of advice, it would be to take this one question and filter it through every single task that you're doing inside your business. And I just want you to ask yourself, is this the most important activity for me to be working on right now? And if the answer is no, then you don't do it, and you go work on the most important activity, highest impact for me to be working on right now. And I think if people started using that as a filter for what they decide to do and not do, and where they spend their time and where they don't spend their time, they're going to free up more of that time to spend time with their family, friends, hobbies, and get better results in their business. So just keep asking yourself, filter, filter, filter. Is this the most important and most impactful activity for me to be working on right now?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Adrian, thank you so much for joining me today. I know how busy your schedule is, so it means the world to me that you'd share some time and a whole bunch of wisdom with us. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jason.
Pleasure has been mine. Folks, that is all the time we've got today. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Real Deal with Jason Silverman. For more info about private coaching or to see if you'd benefit from one of my mastermind groups, visit me over at www.jasonmsilverman.com. I look forward to helping you achieve the success that you truly deserve. Until next time, let me leave you with this. Get out there and be the real deal. Set a goal, make a plan, work like hell towards it, and achieve the success that's waiting for you. Now's the time. Get out there and make it happen. And this has been Jason Silverman, and I hope you have a spectacular week.
You've been listening to The Real Deal with Jason Silverman. To access the great resources mentioned in the show and for information on coaching and mastermind group opportunities with Jason, please visit jasonmsilverman.com.